My name's Jeremy Gilley. I'm an independent documentary filmmaker. As founder of the organisation Peace One Day, I asked for a meeting with the League of Arab States. This was my chance to convince 22 countries from the Arab world to support the newly established World Peace Day. I think that what's happened in Paris is tragic for everyone involved, and I think when we see events like this, it is an opportunity for us to really focus our attention and our commitment to a more peaceful world. I remember when the Day of Peace was voted in 2001, when the Secretary General was going to announce to the world that a Day of Peace had been created, a Day of Ceasefire and Nonviolence, and of course, the events happened on September the 11th, and the World Trade Centers were hit, and the announcement was never made. But when these moments occur, we must strengthen our commitment, and we must never give up on the opportunity to build peace in our homes, in our communities, and in our schools, and obviously between countries.
Do you think the notion of peace is now completely different compared to when you began this struggle 10 years ago?
There are many things, like we just saw at the weekend, that are tragic, and our thoughts go out to the families involved. But there are a lot of things going on in the world, respecting obviously what just happened, but there are many things going on in the world that are really moving us forward. If you take Peace Day, for example, the 21st of September, the Day of Ceasefire and Nonviolence, there were more people involved in Peace Day in 2015 than ever before. There was the greatest exposure of this day globally, there was the greatest amount of people involved, and there was the greatest reduction of violence that we've ever seen. Let's not forget that around 96-97% of the violence that's going to happen today is going to happen in our homes, communities and schools. Around 3-4% is going to happen in areas of conflict and through terrorism. And so the greatest peacemaking that we have to become involved in is peace within our own families, within our workplaces, within our communities and within our schools, because that's where the bulk of violence is taking place. So everyone has a role to play in creating and manifesting a more peaceful world, and we all have the opportunity, which is the theme of the day, to make peace with someone. Who will you make peace with? Who will you say sorry tomorrow? Will you bring your mother and father together, your brother and sister, and change the quality of your family's lives? And if we were all doing that, then we would change the quality of the communities that we live in, for sure.
In this regard, what is the responsibility of each individual in this mission, and why all we have to play a role in this mission?
Well, I think if you look at the data that I spoke about earlier in terms of 97%, it was the Copenhagen consensus that put this information out. But, and of course, I'm sure it's very accurate. You know, whether it's a percentage out or not is really not the point. But the bulk of violence that's happening in our world today is in our homes, communities, schools and places of work. That's the reality. And therefore, each and every one of us has a role to play. That's it. You know, if we want to decrease the bullying that's going on in our playgrounds within our children's schools, then we've got to give the tools to young people to be able to resolve their conflicts, to be able to interact differently. But they won't do that unless you support them to. So I think that education is the key, and we are seriously invested in that. If people go to peaceoneday.org, there are free resources in the 6 official languages of the United Nations. And, you know, I think, you know, obviously education plays a fundamental role. But, you know, it's key that everyone knows there's a role for us all to play, and we must not think that the problem is over there. It's not over there. It's around us right now, and we must do all we can to play a part in building peace.
You're talking about education. What does peace mean in these troubled times for you?
Peace for me means not being frightened. I mean, that's what it means to me. You know, I've been frightened. And when I'm not frightened, then I'm at peace.